Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's good.
That was pretty good impersonation.
Oh, man.
I don't know what instrument that is.
Get up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show, Andy and Randy, Funk Friday live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Shout out to all the good people here at Twin Peaks, as well as Brad and Chris, who came by to say what's up. Simple as that. All you got to do is come by and say hi. We'll shout you out on the radio. But, yeah, always good to see those guys. Always good to see the 92.9 The Game family up here in Kennesaw whenever we have a show here at Twin Peaks. A lot of football over the next 45 minutes. We'll get into an NFL no huddle. Obviously, we'll get back into some college football and look ahead to some of these big matchups. Georgia Tech hadn't even – thought of this, really, but Haynes King's final home game of Bobby Dodd.
He ain't leaving that damn stadium without a win, dude.
You're going to have to you might have to cart him out of there tomorrow night, but yeah, he's not going out of there.
Haynes ain't leaving that building without a win.
No, there's no doubt about that.
that dude could have put on a damn show.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun ones this weekend in college football, so we'll get there, and then obviously picks against the spread. Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40.
Yeah, he's gonna put on a damn show. We're talking about Haynes King, man, because you know he's the thing with him is that whenever you find the perfect fit, like he was the perfect fit to bring in the Brent Key era.
Yep.
Perfect fit,
yep.
Perfect everything.
Tough. Yep.
Rugged.
Great leader.
Great freaking leader. Yep. I mean, he was the perfect guy to start.
That's a good point.
What Brent Key wants to do. Now you got to always sustain it and all that. And I know that backup quarterback, the guy who's there, supposed to be the quarterback next year. He ain't as good as Haynes, but he does a lot of Haynes things.
Yeah,
might be
he's
a better
good
thrower.
Too.
Might
yeah.
be a better thrower than Haynes.
Philo,
but,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be a better. Player. Might be a better thrower than Haynes. But yeah, he's a freaking stud. That's all I'll say about that. But I had a question because we were just talking. Remember a couple of days ago we were talking about the school Thanksgiving dinner. And so last night, y'all had school Thanksgiving dinner with Lil Mama.
Yes.
And it was outstanding, right?
It was delicious.
Yeah, okay.
They do a great job.
Yeah, okay.
It was delicious.
That's
it was.
Good.
I will say this, though. It was fun to go through the lunch line with, like, the tray
oh,
and stuff.
But
hadn't done that
the greatest
in
thing, the greatest
30 years.
The greatest thing about that, and because, again, obviously I've been with everybody, all of them, is the – pride and the proudness that your baby show, like, because they want to show you everything.
Yeah, they get the exactly.
They get to do.
You're on their turf.
Oh, you're on their turf, boy.
And they get to show you.
Oh
around.
Yeah, walking around flexing. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, Dad. That's where the milk is, right?
Exactly.
There. No. You don't put the tray right there. All right, you got to dump the tray there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there.
Yeah.
The.
Oh, you need to go to the bathroom. I'll show you where the bathroom is, Dad.
Come with me. Oh yeah. There's nothing better than the pride that your children have, especially when it's your daddy. When daddy comes, they love mama. Oh, yeah, we know. We love. Y'all love your mama. We love mama. But when papa show up, it's so different. It's so different.
It was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of really cool stuff at the elementary school. They did bingo last night, and they were giving away all kinds of prizes. I was hoping we'd win a turkey. and then I wouldn't have to buy a turkey. That would have been kind of nice.
You bought your turkey?
Mm-mm. Oh. I need to get it today, probably.
Yeah. You brine yours about 3 days, though, don't you?
Just like a day.
Oh, okay.
About 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Lily, try to win that turkey.
Yeah.
Start contributing for once.
You want to do the egg? Since you got it?
I am going to do the egg. I'm going to do the turkey on the egg.
Awesome.
She didn't win a turkey, but she did win a bundt cake.
There you go. Got dessert.
She was very excited.
You got dessert.
Nothing makes little kids happier
than winning.
Yes. Like, and I don't think she'd ever played bingo before. She didn't know what that was. She was so fired up, man.
Dude,
she got to go up on stage and pick a prize. It was really great.
Hold on. She got to pick a prize. She picked a bundt cake?
No, she wanted it.
Oh, okay.
She wanted a stuffed animal.
Oh,
because they had a couple of the stuffed animals that were gone. She even asked. She was like, are there any stuffed animals in the back?
Right. And so she settled for the bundt cake.
They're like, no. And I was like, get a turkey. She was like, I want the dessert. So it is what it
is. Well, Lily contributed.
She did.
Five and contributed to dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't even ask.
You can't ask dessert.
You can't even ask. But
I can afford a turkey.
What is a bundt cake? Because I ain't never heard it. I've never eaten it.
You know, I don't think I have either.
What between – what's – okay.
I'll have to get back to you. I don't
know. All right. I just, you know.
Do you know about bundt cakes, Abe? Put your head. Oh, he put his headphones on very confident.
Like confident, like, well, you know.
Oh.
The butt part of the cake is why they call it butt cake or something like
There's a place in Smyrna called Nothing Bundt Cakes. It's kind of a play on Nothing Butt Cakes, but they also make, I think, only bundt cakes.
So that sounds like a strip club name, Nothing Butt Cakes. that sounds like a good name for our shake joint, man. Nothing but cake. Nothing. Butt cake. We got them all in here. We got the red bones. We call it red velvet. We got the sister. We call it German fudge chocolate. You know what I mean? We got the bunnies. We got the.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, man.
And then we also serve cake.
And like then we get cake exactly.
If you want a little dessert.
Yeah, and have shaken cookies.
We'll have some little ones. They can be cupcakes.
Yeah, man. We got it all, man. Yeah. If you like a petite, we got the minis.
Oh,
you know, okay. If you like a petite, got the minis.
Yeah, exactly.
We got everything,
we
man.
We got it all.
We got it all.
Nothing but cakes.
Nothing but cakes.
Now we turn to elementary school bingo event into that. That's this show.
Yeah, man.
If you're new, if today's your first day, that's what you're signing up for on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Let's get to an NFL note.
Cakes.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Falcons Saints on Sunday afternoon, 4:25. If you don't want to listen to the TV broadcast, Drew Brees is going to be the color analyst. Definitely hit up 92.9 The Game's Twitter feed for that little explainer on how to sync up the radio broadcast or the Odyssey app to the play-by-play on the TV. I think this would be a good Sunday to do that.
Yeah.
Here's Raheem talking about...
You know, when I was a Saints quarterback, we used to beat the Falcons all the time.
It's going to be a lot of reminiscing.
Yeah, man.
Here's Raheem talking about Cousins.
You know, obviously, you know, you do the things that Kirk's going to be able to do well. So we'll be able to go out there and tailor the thing around Kirk, tailor it around our offense around Kirk, all the things that we want to be able to do with him, some of the things he's done well in his past, some of the things he's done well with us. We'll be able to go out there and do all those things in order to go get a win. And Kirk, obviously, I have a big input in that, and we'll listen to him and take his input and be able to go out there and practice the things we need to get practiced. So we'll definitely tailor his offense the rest of the way around Kirk Cousins.
Here's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
Okay.
I don't know what Kirk does well anymore. Because the last bunch of times I've seen him play, he looks like a guy who's it's over.
I thought he played better. He played.
He made a couple throws.
That's true.
He made a couple throws.
He did. He made a couple throws.
That whole game against the Dolphins was awful. And at the end of the year last year, obviously, he gets benched because he wasn't playing well. So, like, Kirk's got to show us whether or not he's an NFL quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
And I also think, you know, for a guy that wants to be a starter someplace else, maybe this is an audition for that, too. And I know he's not thinking about it like that.
Right.
But, like, he might not, you know, like, recent evidence shows he's not that guy.
Yes.
So that's something I'm looking for on Sunday, too, is whether or not he can even do it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is that what Ross talking about, tailoring it, it's obviously going to be more under-center type throws, less pistol. I mean, Can he make the handoff on the stretch? I'm pretty sure he can. There's going to be so many different things.
He's busting his ass to get out there, though.
He's hauling ass.
You saw that a couple times last week, right?
He's hauling ass to get there. Because that's the rule when you're a running back. It's his job to get you the ball. Yeah. You run your damn track, right? And his job is to get you the football. So it'll be interesting to see. The defense is going to have to make some plays, man. You got to take advantage of a young quarterback if you're this defense. Olave is a baller. We understand that. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's going to be him and AJ going to be matched up. This defense has to get after it. And if I'm Ulbrich, I'm sending the freaking house.
Yes.
I'm heating his ass up all after.
That is one of my keys for 120. I'm heating his ass up. Quarterback who's looked good once. You got a defense that, I mean, believe it or not, with all the negative that's going on with the Falcons this season, they're excellent to get into the quarterback.
Yes.
They're top three in the NFL at sacking the quarterback this season, which is just – it sucks that you don't get to celebrate that because of everything else that's gone wrong. But you got to use that to your advantage on Sunday against a young quarterback. So, yeah, we'll get back into some keys at 120 as the Falcons take on the Saints. 425 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You were on it about the Thursday night game.
Man.
That Texans defense had Josh Allen in hell last night. I don't know if he was the player of the game for their defense or not. But that performance from Kalen Bullock was phenomenal on the Texans' defense. Here's a highlight from last night.
Allen digs in. He's going to throw. Allen fires downfield and tipped and intercepted across the 40. Bullock, 30, 20, and escapes another tackle. Off to the right side, 15. Bullock to the 10. Bullock, 5. End zone. Touchdown. Flag down on the play.
Blocking the back. It is a clear block in the back.
Or is it going to stand?
Right in that back. Yeah, they got after Josh Allen, man.
That dude balls.
He's such a good young player, man. Sherm did a sit down with him and Kamar yesterday. They got after him. 8 sacks. When you look at Buffalo, I mean, we talked about Josh Allen's got to be Superman. He can't. You know, especially when you're playing against a team like that, they got after him pretty good last night. Davis Mills, another win for him as the backup to CJ. And so, you know, when you look at, you know, going forward, I mean, Josh is going to have to – somebody got to step up and make a play.
Yeah, they got –
Keon Coleman.
Keon didn't even play.
He didn't play.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're thin at wide receiver, and it looks like it. And they, you know, they can't stop the run.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. It's always frustrating for, I'm sure, their fan base to – feels like a season of a prime of one of the best quarterbacks in the league where you're kind of wasting it. They're wasting it.
Some of these games, Joe Burrow, like, he's going to be back for the Patriots game.
Yeah.
They need him to – and like, remember last year, they went 5-1 down the stretch?
Yep.
Or something like, so he
where
could
are
do,
they at record-wise?
They're – oh, you go ahead and handle that.
Okay, I'll find it.
Let's see, another one. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, he going to play 3-7, with the broken –
3-7, so it's going to take a –
yes. Aaron Rodgers, broken wrist, obviously –
he wants to play.
They have say the Chiefs are the Chiefs. They lose, they're done.
I won't go that far, but it's getting close to that. I mean, it's, you know, 5-6 is it's getting late.
Yeah, it's getting late early. For
and
them.
And the Colts are obviously very good. They have them in Kansas City, but like, yeah, this it feels like a must win for the Chiefs on Sunday.
And then the only other good one outside, is the Eagles Cowboys newfound defense, newfound energy. Dak is 22-2. Against NFC East opponents at home.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you got Philly with all that mess that's going on with AJ and all that. So, I mean, that should be another good one. But outside that, there ain't really no marquee.
That Cowboys-Eagles game, though, does kind of feel like if Dallas plays the way – they've been really good on offense.
Yes.
If their defense plays the way that they did last weekend and they win this game – that kind of shifts the conversation for them this year too. They'd be 5-5-1.
And then obviously Tampa is traveling to the Rams.
That'll be a great game. I don't know who's healthy for the Bucks. Probably nobody.
Yeah.
But that should.
I love that,
that
text right there we got from somebody. AJ Brown. I thought that this morning. He needed to find a way to get to Buffalo.
Oh.
AJ Brown needed to find a way to get to Buffalo. Absolutely.
Huh. That's a good call.
Absolutely.
That's a good call. God, the Eagles could just throw it to him.
Yeah, they could do that.
That's what I would do if I had a guy like A.J. Brown, you know?
I would do that, too.
Just incorporate him in the offense and not make him feel alienated.
Their offense is coordinated ass.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah. They might have to make a change again. All right, we'll come back. We got some college football to look ahead to on Saturday. Bunch of good games. Obviously, Georgia Tech at home with a chance to go to the ACC championship game with a win over Pitt. We'll get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All of the other big matchups on Saturday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Potentially 33, maybe 34. Oh! Hey! It's a great bonding song.
Go on.
Yeah, man. Because my kids,
I didn't know what kind of bonding.
You see the video of a 3-year-old Samson talking about, I'm gonna be with you, ooh. This line right here. I'm gonna be with you, ooh. Yeah. Said I'd rather be with. This part right here.
Ooh, ooh.
Come on, man. You can't beat that right there.
Yeah. Funk Friday might be the greatest addition to the show. I don't know, ever. It might be the best thing we've ever done.
And we both consider ourselves fashion savvy.
Yes.
Yeah, fashion savvy.
I'll go with you on that.
Yeah,
one
we're fashion savvy. But like, and I always think like whenever you have just a regular brand and you bring a big name person in, why does it jack the price up? Mm. All right. So I saw this yesterday. Right. Louis Vuitton and Timberland by Pharrell. Now, look, regular Timberland boots.
Okay. So it's like a Louis Vuitton Timberland and Pharrell design?
Yes.
God, I can't even imagine how much.
$82,000.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that. $82,000?
$82,000.
Not $8,200?
No, 1,000. Limited to 50 pairs.
Oh, that's why.
18 karat gold LV initials on the tongue.
Okay. Let me see the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because it's Pharrell. That's why. Pharrell. I'm sorry. Pharrell.
Uh-huh.
$82,000.
And Louis Vuitton.
And
exclusive. Exclusive.
$82,000. Excuse me.
Look, you don't have to.
Come on,
don't
man.
Have to worry about me buying
Come
a pair.
On, man.
But you'll see those at the front row at a Knicks game.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Somebody will put him on.
DJ Khaled.
Fat Joe. Fat Joe. Somebody, one of these guys.
You know, Fat Joe legs won't fit. His equilibrium ain't good for Timberlands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you see Fat Low. You see, Fat Joe, you see that crooked left leg? I know you were. Everybody know Jeff got. I mean,
that's where the lean back came
from. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fat Joe.
That's
got
just
that.
Him catching himself.
Fat Joe, the only dude I know that his instep is. Leave that man alone.
He's pronating too much or something like that.
Yeah, let me leave that man alone.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. I do agree with you. I consider myself aware of fashion. I'm personally going to buy myself a new pair of boots today. When I leave here, I found these nice boots on Facebook Marketplace for $70.
Hold on, you're going to wear somebody else's shoes?
He hadn't worn them.
How you know?
He said he hadn't. I'm gonna go
look. Is the paper still in it?
I'm going to go look at them. But they're in Canton.
So you're going to go to Canton.
Well, I'm already halfway to Canton.
But I'm saying, you go to Canton to get some other man's boots.
Well, they're about to be this man's boots. They're $70. They used to be $150.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. How much were they?
Yeah, they're half off.
Oh, and what kind of boots?
I'm trying to pull it up so you can see it.
And you sure this man ain't there put his feet in the boots?
Well, I'm going to go look. And if they look worn or whatever, like a nice pair.
Oh, those are nice.
Nice
I like
winter
those.
Boots.
I like those right there.
That's an L.L. Bean.
Yeah, I like those.
Duck boot.
I like those. That's what I'm saying. The duck boot.
Fashion forward.
I
right
like
there.
Those right there.
Yeah.
But you just make, okay.
They look brand new.
Andy, he could have took an angle of a picture. You can airbrush anything.
All right. So what if you wore them a couple times?
Don't buy them.
How many times is too many times?
50.
50?
No, say $50.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to. I'm going to try to barter.
Okay.
Try to barter a little bit.
Well, yeah, I like those, though.
But they're nice looking, right?
Yeah, I like those boots.
Yeah.
I like those
And they're not $82,000.
They're $82,000.
Now, someone, I don't know. He said he didn't wear them. He said they're brand new.
He said they're brand new.
Yeah.
How long have you had them?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him when I get there. Right. But even if he has worn them, I don't really care.
If they're not in the box, don't buy them.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care that much. The standards are lower, I think. I'm looking at the $80 off. I've wanted a pair for a long time.
I like them, though.
And I didn't want to pay $150 for them. Yeah. I saw them on Facebook for $70. They're my size.
Okay.
I was like, I'm already going to be in Kennesaw. That's halfway to Canton.
Right.
People in Canton are trustworthy.
Are they?
I've always said that about people in Canton. Great place to buy used boots. Thank you for saying that I have good fashion sense.
Though. I like those shoes.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to wearing them. Waterproof. All right. So Georgia Tech's got Pitt tomorrow night at home, 7:00, ESPN. Win and go to the ACC championship game. Haynes King's final home game at Bobby Dodd. Like, it's a sold out game. Going to be a great atmosphere at night. Like, this has all the makings for a special.
Yes.
When we talk about, we talk about trying to get guys to New York for the Heisman. I know Roddy was talking about Gunnar Stockton, and obviously we've talked about other guys. I think Haynes King has just as much argument to be there as anybody does. This is where those moments happen.
Yes.
It's like this.
Yeah, I have no doubt that he is going to put his best foot forward. Can the other guys come with him? Me at defense especially. Can they find a way to bring him, because we know Haynes King is going to bring it. Yep. And I think, like Joe was saying in his update, for that to be – this to be his last official home game. I mean, next week they are scheduled as the home
there'll
team.
There'll be plenty of Tech fans at Mercedes-Benz and all
and
that.
But
that's actually a bigger chance for a bigger moment.
Yeah,
really,
but I mean, for him to have this opportunity to go against a good Pitt team. Now, they didn't put their best foot forward last week against Notre Dame. They got their ass whipped.
Yeah. Tech didn't put their best foot forward against Boston College.
And we talked about that before that game. Like, Tech, don't go out there playing around.
Yeah.
Don't go out there playing around with Boston College. All right. And they went up there and they played with their food, mainly because they couldn't get stops. So when they got needed stops, they got stops. And when they needed a big play, they made a big play. And so can Brent Key and those guys just go in there, because it's Tech, it's going to be a four-quarter game. It just is.
That's what Vegas thinks. Have you seen the line?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I thought maybe it would be 6.5. It's 2.5.
I'm looking at it right now.
For Tech.
And I can look at it and see Tech kicking a game-winning field goal or something like that.
Sure.
But, it's going to be just to watch it, because I'm a big fan of Haynes King. Not a fan of Georgia Tech, but I'm a big fan of his. And so we'll definitely see if they show up.
Is it hard a little at all just because, like, Brent Key, you like Brent Key?
Yes, I do.
And you like Haynes King?
I do.
Obviously, you don't like Georgia Tech.
I do not.
And next week it'll be a totally different tune.
You better believe
it. But is it a little hard at all to, like, say all that throughout the season?
No. I mean, I'm a realist. Like, if props were props.
Sure, fair enough.
You know, you notice who I only talk about, those two. I don't say a damn thing about the other 100 people.
Well, yeah.
Well, and I like 44 because of the weird-looking neck roll that he wears.
You also never say Georgia Tech. It's always just those guys.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I picked
to
up
hell,
on it.
To hell with them.
I know, but it's just a lot more. And to be fair, the reason you've been a lot more complimentary to them than in the years in the past,
because
there's
it.
Nothing to compliment
yeah.
the years
yeah,
in the
they
past.
Deserve it.
And that's what we always
they
told.
Deserve it.
And we haven't gotten anything from Tech fans this year of, hey, talk about, because we talk about
yes.
it, because they're good. And that's what we always said is, we would love to talk about Georgia Tech, give us a reason to, and they have,
they
and
have.
We have, and it's been great. Game day is in Eugene.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything nice about them. But USC is at Oregon. Big game for both teams,
yeah.
obviously. Oregon favored by 10.5 in this game, and I get it because they're at home. I think USC is pretty good, though.
My thing is this. Can USC – because Oregon's going to run the damn ball. Can USC stop the run? I know they had a nice win last weekend against Iowa. You know, it started raining, so you're like, oh, this is Iowa's type game. They were physical. If Danum loses, he's done. They're out of it, right?
They're not going to go to the Big Ten championship game. They still have an opportunity.
Because right
finish.
Now they're at 7.
Yeah.
They would
if they beat Washington in the final week,
right.
which obviously I hope that they don't, then they'd be 10-2, and they are Oregon, so maybe they'd find a way to – but it would be tough. It'd be tough sledding to get in.
I just look at it from the standpoint of – because, I mean, where SC is, SC's still in it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, both of them.
They've got to win out.
But they got to win out. Yeah. That's the thing about it.
They still have a path to the Big Ten championship game
yes.
if some things break in their
and
favor,
win,
too.
But they got to win this one on tomorrow. I like Oregon in this game.
Here's my thing about this game. I do, too. I think Oregon's going to beat them. This is why Lincoln Riley's the coach at USC, though, right? To play and win in games like this?
Yeah. That's how they went got him.
You didn't hire him because he hadn't done any of it yet.
Right.
They haven't won
nothing.
A damn
nothing,
thing.
Nothing.
They went to the Pac-12 championship game 2 years ago on a fluky year and got the brakes beat off them by Utah.
Yes.
And I guess Caleb Williams won the Heisman, so that happened, so they kind of have that. But the Lincoln Riley USC era has been disappointing
yes.
thus far. He can change that with the way this season ends. But again, like to me, I don't know. Like this would be the biggest win they've had.
Can they stop the run? Because Oregon's one of the best running teams in America. Can they stop the run? Now, they got bludgeoned by what am I thinking about? Oh, my God.
Oregon?
No.
Got bludgeoned by Indiana.
Yeah, they got bludgeoned by – I'm talking USC as far as with the run game.
USC.
Illinois.
My bad.
Yeah, Illinois.
Notre Dame.
That's what Notre Dame,
Notre Dame ran
for like 400 yards.
But Notre Dame does that to people.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, Oregon can run the football.
Illinois did too.
Yes, but Illinois ran it down, but I know I couldn't remember but it was can they figure out a way to stop the run? That's going to be the key to them.
Yeah, and I don't think they can. I don't think they can. They might be able to score with them, but yeah, that should be a fun one. That's where game day is. A couple of other
Miami,
ones we Miami,
don't,
to
Miami,
keep an eye on.
Miami, don't get caught slipping.
Yeah.
Don't get caught slipping up there. Blacksburg, new energy.
Yeah, it'll be good energy.
Noon game.
Yep.
Don't get caught slipping, Miami.
Missouri at Oklahoma? Oklahoma's got to keep winning.
Oklahoma's going to be fine. Their offense is still to be something to be desired,
yeah.
obviously.
Missouri can run the
Missouri
ball,
Missouri can
though,
run the ball.
And they have to.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're
he's going to play.
Prabula's going
to
play?
Probably. It's his possibility.
Really?
Yes, heard it this morning.
Huh.
It's a possibility he might play.
Now, is that going to be like when Mateer played
exactly.
against Texas?
The thing about it is he don't got to throw it. Like,
right, it's a lower
body. It's a
lower body.
So, but yeah, they were talking about it's a possibility that he's going to play tomorrow.
You see James Madison's playing Washington State?
Yeah.
The Washington Cougars have played the weirdest college football
schedule.
Well,
they don't have a conference to play in, Buck.
I know they don't. They do because Oregon State's in their conference. Do you realize they're playing Oregon State twice this year?
No, they got to fill out the schedule like that?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. In order to fill out the schedule.
They did a home and home?
They did a home and home.
Wow.
They already played, and then they're going to play again next week.
Wow.
I know. It's very weird. I hope they beat James
And Madison. Then we already talked about, like, the Tennessee-Florida, it ain't like it used to be.
Yeah, no juice.
Yeah, which is bad ball. But, yeah, the one, that don't go to Blacksburg playing around, man. That's all I said. Don't go to Blacksburg playing around.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread, play Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Funk Friday here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, where many of the loyal Midday Show with Andy and Randy listeners have shown up. Shout out to Kyle for coming by. Kyle had the cool Knicks jacket on.
Yeah, man, he's right there chilling, man.
He's over there.
Yeah, Kyle said he's going to the Georgia Tech game with his girl tomorrow. I said, why are you going to Georgia Tech? He said, my lady got free tickets. I was like, I did, damn it.
He said that he didn't really have a college team, but Tech has made him a fan this year with the way they've played.
Yeah.
So there you go.
They got a New Yorker over here.
They got a New Yorker.
They used to only get New York point guards back in the day.
Speaking of that, I saw Kenny Anderson tweeting about the game this morning anyway.
There you go, man.
He was like, my Georgia Tech football team's got to win on Saturday. So everybody's back.
Yeah,
everybody's in.
Yeah.
Quentin came by. Marine Tim came by and apologized for wanting to shoot people earlier.
There's Tink back there.
Oh, yeah, Tinker's obviously in the building.
But, no, it's so funny because we're talking about the college coaches and Lane Kiffin, and I keep that algorithm getting me with all these guys. They're all going, hey, Ma, I'm hearing that Lane Kiffin's going to go to SMU. Saw the picture the other day. Them dorks. Just pick somewhere, man. You know what? Whatever, man. But, no, the funniest thing I saw today, because I was like, it's probably one of them. I'm saying, Kalen DeBoer to Penn State.
I don't understand.
I was like, but the funniest reply was Jimmy Sexton ain't even that good to leverage Alabama for more money for Kalen DeBoer.
All right, yeah, if he was trying to do that.
Yeah, he's like, he said Jimmy Sexton ain't even that good to for Kalen DeBoer.
Alabama's like, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, like even Jimmy Sexton ain't that good.
That's funny. That would be shocking. You can't just be leaving jobs every 2 years. You know, I don't know. Maybe he's a better fit at Penn State than he is at Alabama. I don't know. Second year's been a bit better, although they got to win.
They better win.
They win a couple games down the stretch. Don't miss the playoff again. Otherwise, they might drive him to Penn State. All right, let's make some picks against the spread. Abe's here with us to tell us how we did last week.
Bo and myself went 1-3. Andy, you went 2-2. We need to single out
steady.
Randy here for a moment. Randy, 4-0 a week ago.
Yes.
This past week. Randy, you are 17-3 in your last 20.
Damn.
Over the past 5 weeks.
Man.
Randy, you ran off 3-1, three straight weeks.
Yes.
And now you're 4-0. Two straight weeks. You're right. Way above the rest of us. After,
Randy's handing
at
out
the
money.
Time, being way behind us. So
yeah, man.
You that's know, a great run, Randy.
You know what I did, man? I just stopped bull-jabbing around, man. You know what I said? I got to give y'all a little confidence.
Randy's the freeze, and he had to give us his
lead. You know what he is? He's Georgia football. He had a bad first half,
yes.
And then he figured it out at halftime.
I figured it out,
and
man.
And now he's kicking our ass.
I figured it out. Man, no, thank you. That's sincere.
17-3. That's darn good.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these weeks I'm not feeling real confident, you know. So I might come back to the pack. I know I got to lose a few more weeks to come back to y'all.
We you also have to be better than 2-2 at some point.
You probably have to go 0-12 to
come back to me. Let me get that Vandy minus 8.5 versus Kentucky.
Okay, I picked that one too.
Let me get Texas minus 8.5 versus Arkansas. I'm probably going to change my Detroit pick, A, but I'll just leave it right now. Give me Detroit minus 10 versus the Giants. And San Francisco minus 7 versus the Carolina Panthers.
All right. Well, I feel good about one of them because I got Vandy also. Vandy minus 8.5 against Kentucky. I think USC is going to keep – I think Oregon's going to beat them, but I think USC can keep it within 10.5. I got the Chiefs putting my money on Patrick Mahomes with what feels like a must-win game for them. Minus 3.5 against the Colts. And then the Seahawks are 13.5-point favorites in Tennessee. And I'm taking them. I think they'll beat Tennessee by 2 touchdowns or more. The Titans are very bad.
They're very bad.
Very, very bad.
Well, give me UTSA plus 2.5 versus Eastern Carolina. I'm going to do it. I'll take Charlotte.
What? Why?
Yeah, I mean, UTSA. They're like on this weird undefeated streak against the spread versus conference games.
I mean, I figured there was a reason. That's why I asked why.
Hey, man. San Antonio. Got family there. It's Thanksgiving time.
There you go.
Hey, give me Charlotte
Their
plus
court
a million
cool
versus
last night.
At
I'll
UGA.
Give them credit for that. That Spurs court was pretty
Which
cool.
Which one?
Give me Charlotte plus a million versus at UGA, or it's actually 44.5, but I you know UGA doesn't cover those spreads.
Yes,
true. That's true.
I got Lions minus 11.5. If it's at 10, then I'll take that too, but either one
see,
versus
cause
Giants.
I saw it at 10.
They just don't lose after losses. And then I'll take the Chiefs too, minus 3.5 versus the Colts.
I see him at 11.5, Randy. I'm gonna require proof on this one.
Let me see.
You're gonna change it anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna change it anyways. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'll let you know.
I really did not like the games in college in terms of spreads this week. I had a tough time. I'm gonna take two teams in the group of five that are just trying to jockey for position. James Madison minus 13.5 against Washington State. If they can pour it on, I think they're going to.
Yeah.
And for the same
Remember
reason.
When Washington State kept it close against Ole Miss?
Yes.
Crazy. They played everyone this year. Washington State's played everyone.
Including one team twice. for the same reason, I'm going to take Tulane minus 7.5 against Temple. Again, if they can pour it on, I think they're going to. I'm with you guys on this Chiefs, backs against the wall against the Colts. It feels like I know someone was calling the Patriots frauds. I'm ready to. The Colts feel like they're at some point going to fall off. Still, Daniel.
Is there
Jones.
Who? What quarterback are people expecting to fall off first?
Daniel Jones
or Sam Darnold?
Daniel Jones.
I think still Daniel Jones, still but Daniel. Sam Darnold did not help his
no,
narrative.
Did not.
With 4 interceptions in
yeah.
the big game last week.
And then I'll take like Shador Sanders going on the
like
road
that.
To Vegas,
I
like.
That one.
I'll take the Raiders minus 3.5.
Give me the Jacksonville. I hate to put anything on them, but give me plus 3.5 in the desert against the Colts. Against the Cardinals.
Okay.
Plus 3.
Just while we're talking about it, because I've mentioned it a couple times, the Washington State non-conference. They played North Texas,
right.
Who's kind of in the mix, right? They played Washington, obviously. They played Ole Miss and lost by a field goal
yes.
in Ole Miss's best season ever.
Yes.
They played Virginia at Virginia and lost by 2. Virginia's a potential ACC
right.
championship team. Oregon State, like we said, they got James Madison, who's in the mix for the playoff this weekend, and then they're going to play Oregon State again.
And just for clarity,
the weirdest,
Jaguars are minus 3.
Minus 3, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, minus 3.
There you go. All right. You want to play some Sports Jeopardy?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Sports Jeopardy every single Friday at this time. And my buzzer that I buzz in with is Andy.
Randy.
All right, boys, we'll start with this first question courtesy of Tinker right here, in person
and delivered
a little while ago. After Super Bowl 33, in which the Broncos defeated the Falcons, the pilot episode of a still currently running TV show, Randy.
The Simpsons.
Incorrect.
Okay.
The pilot episode of a still running TV show aired on Fox. What show was it?
Still running?
Still
so
running.
I mean, Simpsons were before 98.
Yeah, that was.
But it's a good guess.
That's the one I can think of.
I mean, still running?
Still
the
running?
Pilot episode of a still running Fox show. Goodness gracious.
I have no clue.
I don't either. Family Guy?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow.
Oh, is it?
Family Guy. You were on the right path, Randy.
Family Guy was on regular TV?
Yeah. So before.
Way to go, Teak.
Before it got canned and picked up TBS, it was on Fox.
Yeah, I remember, like, when I was in college, it had been canceled.
Yes.
And people, like, had the DVDs, and it was like a cult following on the DVDs.
Never seen an episode.
Yeah, I'm not. It's fine.
All right, back to regular questions I can now get yelled at. Which UGA legend went on to win the NFL MVP in 1944, just 2 years after winning the Heisman?
Randy. Mr. Sinkwich.
That is correct. Frank Sinkwich. Tied 1-1 here.
Kind of not.
The penalty spot.
Yeah, kind of unfair question.
The penalty spot in soccer is how many yards away from the goal? Andy.
12.
That is correct.
Not
fair question.
Not fair question.
Well, one for each of you, right? The Golden Flashes of Kent State play closest to which significant city in Ohio?
Andy.
Oh.
Andy.
Cincinnati.
No.
Incorrect.
Randy. Which city?
Yes.
Cleveland. But more like, is it Mark Hinton, right?
It's Akron.
Akron, yeah.
Akron.
That's what
I
mean. Because it's like all in the same. Because I remember when we played in the Hall of Fame game, we took a bus over to Kent State.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Nick Saban.
Got it.
Nick Saban.
I was like, is that a must-see visit?
Got it.
With college basketball starting up, I didn't even know this, and I'm fascinated to see if you guys do. What is the mascot of Valparaiso? Valpo.
Ooh.
We all remember Bryce Drew, Homer Drew.
Sure.
What's their mascot?
Valparaiso. They're black and yellow.
I can't accept that.
No, I know. I'm going through my mental process here.
Randy.
If they're black and yellow, they're bumblebees.
That's incorrect.
Good guess.
Yeah.
The Valparaiso Corn Huskers.
Incorrect. I've never heard of this. The Valpo Beacons.
The Beacons. What's a beacon?
I don't know. Unless I wrote it wrong and it's really a beacon. But I think it's the Beacons.
A beacon?
A beacon?
They just float in water? Is that what we think they are?
Isn't it like in the middle of Indiana?
Yeah.
Huh.
Heading into week 12. Not counting any stats from last night. Heading into this week in college football. In the NFL, sorry. Who leads the NFL in total passing yards?
Andy. Matt Stafford.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
You said total passing yards? Oh. Randy.
Randy.
Is it Sam Darnold?
It is not. How about Drake May?
Oh.
Did not know that.
Sure.
I didn't either.
Did not know that.
In 1920, Joe Malone of the Quebec Bulldogs set the NHL record for goals in a game. How many did he score?
What?
Is this thing on?
You said... What year?
1920.
Okay.
Joe Malone of the Quebec Bulldogs set the NHL record.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
9.
Incorrect.
Randy.
12.
Yeah, also a little high. 7. Record's just there at 7. Who were the two team captains of the 1992 men's Olympic dream team?
Andy. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
That is correct.
Yeah. By default.
Yeah. Ceremonial.
Yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigba leads the NFL in receiving yards. Who's ranked second?
Jackson Smith, he's number one. Randy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jackson Smith and Jigba. Puka?
That is incorrect. If you get this right, you will win.
Is it Emeka Abuka?
That is also incorrect. George Pickens.
Oh, he's been playing
good.
George Pickens.
He's been balling.
All right, Randy, You're down.
Buyer beware.
You're down 3-1.
It's a contract year.
Yeah.
Randy, you need to get these next two to tie, and then I don't have a tiebreaker. We'll figure it out. How many points is an overtime loss in hockey worth?
How many what?
Andy. Points.
Andy. Oh, I got you.
One.
That is correct.
Okay.
Andy is the winner.
I've been a big hockey guy lately.
I see that.
Yeah.
Mess around. These damn Panthers are going to mess around and win it again.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they good again?
Yeah.
They're always good.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go to a Hurricanes game.
Nice.
Later this year. He's not listening. That's what we're getting my father-in-law for Christmas. Some Hurricanes tickets. Go up there to Raleigh. You know I've been itching to go to Raleigh.
Yes. Let me know how that is.
I will. I've been. It's great. I'll tell you how this trip is, too. I can already tell you. It's going to be amazing. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, back into what it's going to take for Tech to beat Pitt tomorrow night, some of the other big college football games as well. Keys to a Falcons victory at 1:20, besides praying and hoping and wishing. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.